You may have heard of the COVID-19 pandemic, but have you heard of the COVID-15? It's what people have labeled the weight they've gained since the beginning of the lockdown in March. Kathy Rowe is a nutritionist who started Eat Real Therapy to help her clients focus not on weight loss, but on long-term health. She joins me live by phone this morning. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Dan. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. And you like to focus on overall health instead of just on a numbers on a scale. So you've come up with the five reasons why we shouldn't stress over the COVID weight gain. Can you explain those five reasons?
Absolutely, I can. I think, we need to stop stressing over our stress eating. It's not that big a deal. Number one, my five reasons for not to stress over the COVID 15 pounds. Health, it's a long-term game, Ben. During uncertain times like these, a little coping with food, it's not a big deal, right? So we got a little dopamine hit, from our food to ease the anxiety. Not a big deal at all. It's the choices we make day in and day out over the long term that make or break us. Not a few of these poor choices over a short period of time. That will come out in the wash once we start getting back to normal and eating our normal way. That extra few pounds will take care of itself. I really think that needs to be the focus, that it's okay to cope with a little bit of food. Let's not beat ourselves up about it, right?
Yeah. So what is the best way? So for people who, let's say they might have put on a few pounds and they want to try to, before the end of the summer, it's still nice out, they want to try to get rid of some of those pounds. What are the best way to try to go about it?
I really believe in, two things. It's not so much what we eat. It's what we don't eat is the most important thing.
Okay.
We've gotten more into this eating processed foods, all things in packages and with ingredient lists, the length of your arm. Get away more from those processed foods and the refined sugar, right? The donuts, the cookies, that little dopamine hit that we get from it, which is great for short-term stress management, but is not great in the long term. Get rid of those things. Go more towards the real foods. That would be my second thing. So get rid of some of the foods and eat more of the real foods, foods that don't come in packages, and learn how to cook those. And do that, I think, and in the summer, we're having such great weather. Why not get out and walk, get in nature? And, I see so much running and jogging going on nowadays, more than ever, I think, as a result of this pandemic. So, yeah, I think those are the best ways to tackle some of those COVID pounds.
And Kathy, you mentioned that people really shouldn't stress over any COVID weight gain. But for those people who might just be feeling a little bit down about themselves, is it fair to say that, they're certainly not alone?
No, they're alone. All of us have. There's a recent poll that says 3 in 10 Canadians have admitted to gaining weight over COVID, right? A stress eating is a normal response. That's why we're all going through that, right? I think in the future, what we really need to, especially if we have the second wave, as predicted, we need to learn from our mistakes, right? And what are some other ways we can cope, with stress other than eating? And I think that is, what we need to look at more in the future, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And so let's say and this is a little bit hypothetical, but you did just bring up, that possible second wave, learning from our mistakes. Of course, when the first wave happened, all the gyms closed, fitness facilities all closed, but that isn't really a firm reason to just completely give up on working out or whatever you might be doing. So what are some ways that people can still stay active without, having to get into the gym or having to go to that fitness center or whatnot?
Taking advantage of getting outside, it makes you feel so good. I hated doing it, but now, I just love the feeling. Once I've kind of gotten more into it, it just makes you feel so good. So get out in nature, get out for a walk, get out for a jog, get out for a hike. But if you don't like that, you don't want to do it, maybe it's a rainy day, there are so many. Just go on Facebook and search different workout classes. Pop Sugar Fitness is one that I love. It's free. You look at, you know, beginner classes, 30-minute classes, hour classes, whatever you want, and go on there. But there's also lots of local people that are offering free classes, too. So get on there. And, you know, I'm the internet is a beautiful thing for exercise. Get on there and start moving a little bit, you know, and don't be intimidated by it. Start slow.
And Kathy, you mentioned how it's, you know, trying to eat the right foods or just more so not eating the wrong foods. But right. As a nutritionist, have you or your clients noticed a difference in the price of food and particularly healthy foods since the beginning of March?
Yes. I think it's such a big issue, Ben, and it concerns me, and it doesn't really, you know, it does concern me for middle class, of course, you know.
Yeah.
I've got lots of tips and tricks for, you know, how to eat healthy, inexpensively, but what I worry about really are the people that are already food insecure. You know, I can tell you, hey, I can make a pot of soup for $1.50 a serving, but you know, if you don't have a soup pot, if you don't have a stove, if you don't have, you know, you can afford the electricity to heat that stove, that's what we're looking at. And I think as we move forward into the future, we really need to look at, as these, you know, costs of food go up and up and up, we need to ask ourselves, is this the society we want to live in where only the elite can eat healthy? I think we need to talk to our governments and really look at this issue. As far as tips and tricks, there's lots of those. You know, people can follow me, look me up on Instagram or Facebook, and I've got lots of tips. I mean, think canned foods, frozen foods, your fruits and veggies don't need to be fresh. But right now, we could shop locally for the best deals. Go to our farmers markets. Grow our own gardens. I mean, there are lots of cheap ways to save a buck when you want to eat healthy.
Kathy Rowe, nutritionist who started Eat Real Therapy to help clients focus on not on weight loss, but on long-term health. Thank you so much for joining us on the VOCM Morning Show this morning.
Oh, Ben, thank you.